The fact is that Dad Jilali Masih has nowhere been called by Masih Maud al-Islam the Prophet. Nowhere been called. And Jilali tells that he is something different from the other Masihs before him. Because the concept of Messiahhood is Jamali. So he is not like the old Messiahs. He is something different. And that is only because a warner has to come, appear, before the world is destroyed in the end. Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us that people had will become so shareer that they would not accept anything. And their case would be completely gone out of hand. That would be the time when Allah would decide to finish mankind as such. So when such a time comes, there has to be a warner of some sort. So Masih would appear as a Jalali one. Nobody is going to accept him. Because if he is to be followed and accepted, then some mankind would not be destroyed. So a single person who will be rejected, who will not be accepted, what if he comes? It doesn't make any difference. And we are not against his coming at all. I'm not against coming of 100,000 people if they come. Prophethood is a good thing. Why should we stand in the way of prophethood and say they should not come? We are just being factual about it. All that we know is that certain types of prophets can come in large number, and we pray that in Ahmadiyya they would appear in very large number, because that is our pride. It's not something to be ashamed of. But if a prophet among them claims to be the prophet in title as well, not only in status but in title as well, then the onus of proof would be on him. He has to prove where he has been mentioned by Ahadur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the earlier one before him proved it. That is our position. There is nothing illogical about it.